This is an MUT Radio podcast.
How does things happen, Mr. Vakli?
They do. Good morning to our listeners. Good morning, Pudawitu.
Good morning, Mr. Vakli. Thank you so much for joining us once again on Knowledge Hub on MUT Radio. It's always good to have you because we are about to learn something.
Yes.
This is the Knowledge Hub.
Yes.
That's what the library services are here for, to educate us and ukuthisinga. Pum is fine now when we entered MUT 3 years back.
Yes.
Must as Puma as a student, as young apparently, at least as equipped in class, but also we have equipped by a lot of information that we gathered from library services.
Yes. I agree 100%. I mean, it's infotainment. So we are entertaining, but also we are informing. I mean, these days, getting knowledge, there are many outlets, there are many possibilities. So we're glad to be on Vukubang and the Breakfast Show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mark. What do we have this morning? What do you have for us?
Yes, so we are still focusing on the basics, on getting us to read for meaning, to understand what to read. Now, taking us back to, I think it was 12 June 2010, and the first game, Ebafa World Cup, took place in South Africa. We were lucky as a country. I mean, the first World Cup in African soil took place in our country in Soweto. Okay. at Soccer City. It was called on that day. Now the ball that he came, Iyaqala ngayo, was called Ijabulani Soccer Ball.
Remember it quite well. Yeah.
Yes, it was very significant. I mean, Adidas had designed a specific ball. The design was sort of ethnic, different designs. Also, the performance of the ball itself was supposed to flow in different directions. And players were, some of them were battling to adjust to the ball. But the focus here really is on the choice of a name. Ijabulani. Yes, yeah. Remember, the World Cup, billions, I mean, almost, I think, half of the world will sit down and watch
the game.
Soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So, if focus it up. So, for a simple word, let's see, Ijabulani, to be placed out there is very significant. Now, so the conversation we talk about reading today is about that. Yeah, remember last time we talked about words, and previously we talked about motivation.
Yes.
Now, we're looking at familiarity, which when you read, you always activate your prior knowledge, which means you must try to read between the lines. Now, let's go back to Ijabulani and read between the lines. Why was it significant for this ball? Would it be Zunge Ijabulani? Yes. Before CITO level cup in 2010, in 2002, it was supposed to be made in 2006, is the Lactina. But because the baller here in Europe, people here in UK, it's a working class sport.
Mm.
So how dare you take our sports and take it to Africa? You know? So they were not convinced. So there was a lot of, let's put it nicely, there was also racism around why do you bring it into South Africa? But also, so racism, well, it is a problem, and in soccer it is a problem, right? So, and soccer is always trying to do something to address that. Now, here's the interesting thing about the word Ijabulani. Ijabulani in French, in English, there is a similar word which is called the jubilation.
Okay.
Right, which means the same thing. So if you understand Ijabulani is Zulu, and you also understand jubilation in English. In French, also, they say the same thing. Also say tribulation, right? So,
okay.
Which is also for us. So, there's a connection, right? Then, in German, they say Jubel, again. So, which also...
It's quite similar.
Similar. Yes, yeah. Hmm. So it comes from tribulation, Ijabulani. In Italian, also, they say... Jubel. I mean, I can't pronounce it right. So, but it sounds the same, right? So, because remember, you are bringing people from different parts of the world. So, what you want to say is that racism is a joke, racism is silly. To think that you are better than others because you are here now. The point is, you don't know where you come from. So, there is a book by Ukredo Mutwa, which came out in 1964. So where he says, I mean, he uses this specific example long before the World Cup took place, where he says, jubilation, it's in most of these languages, so we all have our Latin origin. So So, I mean, we no longer speak Latin now. Well, the only word I know, maybe Latin, is etc.
Yes.
Or for example, right? So, most of this, so which shows that humanity, at some point in history, people were connected. So, and he used specifically this word, tribulation, to say tribulation. We have exactly the same word in isiZulu, also tribulation, exactly the same word, which have the same meaning in English. So all I'm trying to stress here, put out, is that so when you read it, so there are moments when you have to pause and reflect and try and read between the lines, because in meaning, as a writer, they just put words randomly. So they think carefully about what is the impact I want to achieve here. So what is this I want to address, and they put their words there across. So something to think about. When we are engaging in reading for ourselves.
Wow, this shows also something about the origin, as you were saying, the origin of our languages.
Yes.
Somehow it we all originated from the same language. Then we then ventured, because if you think about these words, they all sound the same.
Yes, yes.
And the meaning is the same.
Yes, it's quite interesting. Yes, yeah, no, very, 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 very interesting. I mean, so which is why, again, so for us, says it's access to knowledge starts with the language, right? So spending that extra hour, trying to understand the meaning behind the words, looking for sources to explain it into. And again, I agree with you 100%, Uguti. So whatever we learn, it changes us. So we get to know ourselves better. Whatever, we might be learning management, we might be learning engineering. I mean, we're talking earlier of about climate change. Whatever you are trying to learn about, I'm telling you, it's going to help you understand yourself better, because you have to locate yourself within the broader space of knowledge.
So our takeaway from today's lesson is that you tell us.
I think the takeaway is really that yes, we should be reading, and when we read, we must also read between the lines. So see what is not there and go deeper. Again, we keep going back to the point that we have students who feel it is enough to read my study guide. Never enough. I mean, it is enough to read my only textbook. Again, it's not. So you need to dig deeper. So you need to read what else is out there. That will help you. You may have, for example, we were talking about the soccer just now, right?
Yes.
There's a popular alternative, but these stories around the soccer, to you, are not familiar. So that is the encouragement we're trying to say. Read more, read between the lines.
Read between the lines. Yes. That is the takeaway from today. Love it. No, thank you so much, Mr. Maitri. Otherwise, the library is operating fully this week.
So I think from next week or the other week, when exam starts, we're closing later. But for this week, yes, we're closing at 9 up until Thursday. Friday is at 6, Saturday at 4. Welcome to come and visit us.
Siyabonga. That is the heart of the institution, library services, and that's where Mr. Mark is from, as the librarian yakhona khona laphana ke MUT library. Otherwise, namhlanje bese reader in between the lines. You know, we always use that phrase, right?
Read between the lines.
Do we understand the true meaning of it?
Yes. It's just a cliche, yeah.
Beautiful. No, thank you so much, Mr. Michael Siabang.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.